Pascal, down to the real business end with the quarterfinals this weekend, and you've already had one. You have three more, one this evening and two tomorrow. Carrickmore and Eden Dork are going to have to play again after last night's draw, 11-all.
Yes, and a fantastic game of football it was, Tom. Very exciting, very end-to-end, and two teams just wanted to go out and play football, and none of this defensive stuff we've been witnessing over the past number of years. So, yeah, testament to two teams. It was an intriguing game, and certainly Tuesday night will be one, if it's half the game it was last night, now it'll be one hell of a game now, no doubt about it.
That's the replay, yeah. And tell me, who drew it, or who would be going home the happier, or who would be going home maybe relieved that we're getting another crack at it?
I think a draw was a fair result in overall, Tom. You know, again, the two goalkeepers played their part massively. Niall Morgan making two good saves in the first half, and then had subsequently had a free kick from 50 yards out to win it, which the big goalkeeper from Carrickmore, big Jack McCallum, had pulled above the bar. So definitely had it was a massive moment in the game, and yeah, roll on the replay. It'll certainly be good for the neutral. That's for sure.
It must be down to Jack McCallum's coach, I think, maybe, that he's bringing off saving points.
Yeah, I reckon so. All right.
Well, anyway, on to this evening. Huge game, it has to be said. Omagh St Enda's against Derry Good Kieran.
Yeah, Tom, no doubt about it. Arguably the pick of the games over the weekend, I suppose. You know, two massive big teams, you know, again, are steeped in such history as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a massive game. Look, it's in Lochmacrory. It's a big field. Two teams are used to big fields. You know, when you look at Derrigal's home ground and also Healy Park, both teams are used to big pitches. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting, and certainly one again for the neutral. And yeah, it's certainly the pick of the game of the weekend, and again, both teams have an array of talent on show.
Remind us of that talent. Remind us of, you know, who Omagh be relying on. Obviously, Peter Hart will be one of those that Derry Good Kieran will be calling on.
Yes, you've Peter Hart, you've Ben McDonald, you've again Peter Kenavan's son as well, young Dara as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a massive scoring set for them as well. So and again in Omagh, you do have the experienced Barry Tierney. You have Ronan O'Neill there, who's decided to concentrate in club football this year, and also your big Conan Grugan. So there's a massive array of talent in both teams, and certainly it all points towards an excellent game of football. A lot of good footballers on show on both sides. So here's hoping that there'll be certainly a spectacle. That's for sure.
And tell me, would it be true to say maybe Errigal of the two are the farm team?
Yeah, looking at form, the league form especially, Tom. Yeah, Errigal has been pretty formidable in the league form. So, you would, I suppose, favourites tag, you'd have to be labelling Errigal Kieran with that. But again, Championship football, we don't know what could happen. Carrickmore were the bookies' favourites last night, and Eden Dork had put it up to them, but certainly made a great game of it. So. Yeah, you would have to fancy Errigal in this one. You would have to fancy Errigal. They have been hungry. They haven't won the title now. I think it's going on 6-7 years now. So they'll be hungry for one. And certainly we could see that in show today.
And then we have three games tomorrow. Trillick against Clonoe. That's in Carrickmore. We have Killyclare against Coal Island. That's also in Carrickmore. That's a double bill tomorrow. Tell me, Trillick, I suppose, sent a big signal out last time out against Dunnockmore, ran up a huge score.
Yeah, won the derby certainly very convincingly in the end up, Tom. I happened to see that game, and again, things were neck and neck very much for the first 20-25 minutes, but a goal before half time by Rory Brennan certainly gave them a great launch pad to the second half. Trillick are really very much the foreign team also, to be fair. I've seen them a couple of times this year, and they've been very impressive. You know, you do have the two Donnelly lads, Richie and Matty. You have the two Brennan fellas again. You have young Lee Brennan in the corner there, who decided to concentrate in club football this year. And it has really paid dividends for Trillick. Again, bit of a sharpshooter, very, very accurate from freeze. And now they really put Tremore to the sword, and it was a massive, massive convincing victory. And one that wasn't expected, to be honest, because it's certainly a derby that's very, very close. And Tremore were always a team that come out ahead in recent times, but Trillick really overturned it. And again, they'd be two Grey brothers as well in the team, and also Jib Donnelly there at centre half forward. They are going to be a massive, massive challenge for Clonoe. Again, Clonoe's been round the block. lot of experienced players there too, and there is a little slight injury worry over Conor McCallisky this weekend, so that'll be a big massive scoring threat that could be missing there for Tano. So again, they'll have to be on top of their game as they topple Trillick for sure, Tom.
Trillick favourites?
Yeah, just shade it.
Yeah, and the last of the quarterfinals, Killeclaher and Cole Island.
It's a repeat of the final last year. Yeah, it's Cole Island's looking very hungry again, going by league form. They've been again one of the informed teams. When you put it like that, it's been Trillick, Errigal Cairn, and has been Cole Island as well. So it's Cole Island are looking very hungry. They've dispatched Arbo with relative ease in the last round. So they seem to be very up for it. It's been a while since teams have done back to back here in Tyrone, so they'll have that one eye on that as well. So again, Killeclaher a little bit in a different season. Again, with lads travelling over the summer. Rumour has it that Mark Bradley may be back from this weekend. So that'll be a major plus for them. Major plus. Again, a scoring forward. Again, it'll be the two McCann brothers as well that's represented the county with great distinction recently. So, yeah, it's certainly going to be a massive doubleheader in Carrickmore. And there's no doubt to be a big crowd at that one.
And who are the key men for Cole Island?
Looking at it, you would be going with Patrick Hamsey again. Showing up everything in the defensive line. May tug out in midfield. Again, given them that physical presence in the middle. They've Steve McNally, the captain last year, again, has had inter-county experience as well. You have Michael McKiernan there, that's played cornerback and halfback with Tyrone as well. So, and again, it's Philip Toner there as well. It's adds another physical presence in there as well, Tom. So, Killeclaher well-drilled, well-versed, and again, it'll be Damien O'Hagan there at the helm. So, they're going to be a massive challenge for Killeclaher tomorrow.
How do you see it go?
I would have to fancy Killeclaher maybe about 3 or 4 points.
Yeah. So that's Cole Island, Trillick, Errigal Cairn, and hoping for Carrickmore to join them on Tuesday night.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it'll certainly be a big tie again in Omagh on Tuesday night.